I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. It was Cardinal Kevin Farrell's job this morning to announce the death of Pope Francis.
At about 9:45 in the morning, he went into the chapel of the Santa Marta Hotel where Pope Francis lived and announced that he had died at 7:35 in the morning. This afternoon, he is now confirming the death. That is part of the new rites and rituals that Pope Francis approved last year to outline the process that now will take place before he is buried. In that job, Cardinal Farrell will confirm the death, and then when it's time to bring the body into the Basilica, Cardinal Farrell will lead the procession, and he will then preside over some of the rituals before burial. Nicole Winfield at the Vatican.
Pope Francis was 88. He suffered from chronic lung disease and had part of one lung removed as a young man. He recently spent more than a month in Rome's Gemelli Hospital for treatment of double pneumonia. I'm Ed Donahue.